are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 14th of May 2025. We're here in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre in the Gawler Civic Centre. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And in the background we have volunteers, regular volunteers at the centre, Les and Jill, and they're both waving as they're beavering away on the computer. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, new council chamber. This seems to be a perennial, doesn't it?
I think it was an ongoing issue for that a year or two before they resolved it.
Oh, well. The action of the council in reference to the above had received a severe check in the adverse opinion expressed by both Mr. Belt and the town clerk in reference to the use of the Northern Market allotment as the site for the building. But we trust the matter will not be allowed to drop, as the meetings recently held upon the subject must leave little doubt that the ideas of a large majority of the ratepayers coincide with those of the council in reference to the desirability of erecting a suitable room for the meetings of the municipal governing body. That is one sentence. That is insane.
But I couldn't say council, municipal governing body.
Yes, I know. It's just
can't say it simply.
I was waiting for pause in there, and I thought, I've got to keep reading. Mm. But yes, the Northern Market.
So that's up where Coles is now.
Yes, yeah, well, that was owned by...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who would have owned it then.
Because before Coles bought it, Coles... I think a different Coles, but it was Coles Northern Market.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember what company preceded Coles. Was it Goldsborough Mort? No, that was Elder Smith, wasn't it?
I think it was...
Dalgetty it might have been. I remember it as a Coles sale yard when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was called the Coles sale yard.
Because I remember going to horse sales up there.
Yeah. So it was called Coles sale yard, but I assume it was a totally unrelated...
No, it's the same company.
Okay. Yeah. So they probably bought it. I guess council did own the land. But then I think they got given this land here next to the... Institute was already here.
Ah.
So it really made sense for the council building to be beside the Institute building.
Well, it does to some.
It would have been impressive up on the hill. It certainly would have changed the look of Gawler.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been a very different look. But what, opposite the cemetery? May not have been the...
Well,
there's optimal back then,
They probably wish they'd put it where the cemetery is, because then that would have been a better solution, because there was more space there.
But the cemetery was still, relatives were still alive and the people buried there.
Oh, yeah, you weren't going to start shifting people changing it.
Yeah, even if they'd ceased to use it as a cemetery by then, it was still very fresh in people's minds, and probably not as abandoned as it was by the mid-20th century. Angus shocked one of his friends recently when he pointed out it was a cemetery. They didn't know that, one of his Gawler friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, 100 years ago, new piano concert. Monday, May the 25th is the date selected for the grand concert to be given in the Gawler Institute Hall by the Sable Grivel Concert Company, when the opportunity will be taken to hand over to the trustees of the Institute the grand Steinway piano secured by the efforts of Miss Flo L. Barnett. The concern is to be one of the historic events of town, similar in respect to that of 40 years ago. The present grand was donated to the Institute by public effort. They've still got the Steinway, don't they?
The Steinway's up in the council building up on the end of High Street. I don't know where the Bechstein is. I think the Bechstein's up... No, they haven't sold either of them.
I don't think they've made
a decision on it. I did quite a lot of research on it. They have sold it. The Bechstein.
Yeah, it's gone into stone.
Oh, has it really? That was the one that Mr. Kranz bought. A very sad story, Mr. Kranz, but I didn't realise they'd sold it.
Yes, another preparing to sell it last year.
So they've kept the Steinway, and they were trying to find out more of its provenance or more of, the genuineness of it being a Steinway. But,
Flo Barnett was quite an interesting woman.
Oh, she
would. I want to do a little bio.
Oh, please do, because there's so much about her. She must have been a feisty bird.
Oh, yes. Beginning of, well, in early 1914, she was travelling around the world and sending letters back to the Bunyip. She was doing about her travels.
Yeah, yeah. A very interesting lady.
We'll put the end to that, I think. But yeah.
See, that dress, the Bunyip dress, it was either made for her, but we think it was made for her sister, who was very small. And when I first sort of found it or rescued it or whatever, it fitted me then. It doesn't fit me anymore. Okay, 50 years ago. Ratepayers in five councils to go to the polls. Ratepayers in five local councils will go to the polls on Saturday, July 5 for annual local government elections. The councils involved are Gawler, Barossa, Mallala, Malapara and Angaston. Sitting councillors in the Freeling, Mudlawira, Tanunda, Owen and Riverton district councils have all returned unopposed. Interest is high in the Gawler Town Council elections, where local businessman Mr. J.R. Gerlach was nominated for mayor. That'd be Ray Gerlach. 50 years ago, 1975. Well, it would be 74 elections or around then.
That must have been just after they redrew the boundaries, but I think Mudlawira's still a council, but not Mudlawira South or Mudlawira North. So.
Yeah. Mallala never changed. We haven't had boundaries. Adelaide Plains now, they haven't changed since 1930s, I think.
Right. So, 25 years ago, victory to Tony Piccolo. New mayor of Gawler, Tony Piccolo, has pledged changes to propel Gawler into the new millennium in the wake of his narrow defeat of sitting mayor Bruce Istick this week. Mr. Piccolo won 53.6% of the vote, gaining 3,205 out of 5,950 votes. Not really a lot of votes, is it, for given the population of Gawler?
No, none of us get, because they're not compulsory voting.
No.
So I know when I got elected to council, it was on 168 votes, I think, in my ward, when I first stood in two wells, because we had wards then. And I think it was 168 votes. I thought, wow, that's not a lot. But I had the highest vote.
Yeah.
Didn't have the highest vote at the last election because it was a whole of council one. And there were others that went out and really campaigned. 10 years ago, what to do with Walker Place? A vision to turn Walker Place into a shared zone that caters for both traffic and increased pedestrian access could be the key to ending the long-running saga. Debate has raged for more than 2 years since Gawler Council's traffic management plan commenced the closure of the street, which was met by fierce opposition from local traders. Council has already begun work to turn the road into a one-way street as part of an intersection upgrade, with the possibility of closing it off completely in the future. Seven businesses on or near Walker Place have been lobbying against the proposal, including drawing up a petition which attracted 1,600 signatures. Well, it works well, though. And
it works extremely well.
And it's actually improved the safety immensely at that intersection.
Yes, it has. Yes.
Yeah. You just have to plan your trips a bit better.
Yeah.
And too bad if you don't know the district. But, no, I think it's a fantastic thing.
And I think for the businesses, people are more likely to walk around there. They're going to get more foot traffic. Mm. And actually, it's better for business.
Yeah, it's more relaxing.
It's lovely. They've done a beautiful job with it.
And that looks like a council worker sitting on the curb pointing at the work in progress. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for this week.
That is indeed. Until next week,
Kate. Until next week, Jeanette. And it's your turn to start next week then.
If I must.
For old life's sign.